Welcome back, everyone, to Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week by Brett Patterson, senior left winger skating for the Big Green of Dartmouth out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And Brett, want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Brett, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride, kind of a streaky season for the Big Green of Dartmouth, but I'm sure, particularly with you being a veteran member of the team, a confidence that you, when you're at or near your best hockey, you can knock off anybody in the league or anybody in the country.
Yeah, definitely. This year we've gotten some hard streaks and some good streaks as well. And during those good streaks, we've shown ourselves that if we put together a full 60, we can compete with the top teams in the country. And, you know, that shows a lot to the character we have in our room. And I think we just need to find that and kind of throw together a full 60 from here on out and should set ourselves on a good path for playoffs.
Well, you're locked up in a tight battle, always very competitive in the ECAC. Currently, just 2 points behind St. Lawrence for one of the top four spots in the league right now. And last weekend, a visit from Capital District pairing with Union and RPI coming in. A little disappointment, obviously, on Friday with the loss to Union, but came back with a huge win in overtime on Saturday to claim the 2 points.
Yeah, Friday we kind of let one slip away with us. I thought we were playing really well the first two periods, and we had a lot of pressure. I mean, the shots were pretty lopsided. We took a few penalties late, and they capitalized. And, you know, the thing that showed me a lot was you just can't lose two anymore at this time of the year. And coming back and finding a way to win in overtime against RPI, a big test to our team, and showed a lot of character.
Mentioned about territorial advantage on Friday. And pretty big territorial advantage on Saturday. You had to solve Jason Kastorf, the RPI netminder, and that took a while. You had to work overtime in order to do it to secure that W.
Oh, yeah. He stops everything. He's always there for the first shot, always in good positioning. And, you know, as you can see, that overtime goal is just an angle shot from the point that we were just in front of the net, got good body positioning and made a play. And Crema had a nice goal that put us over the top and got us that win.
You contributed a couple of assists for the weekend. And I've been among the leaders really consistently for the Big Green this year. Just to give us a little bit of insight about the offensive production here in your senior year.
Yeah, I kind of found a little scoring touch here late. My coach has been on me to shoot the puck more and shoot the puck a lot more in practice. And I think it's kind of translated a little bit into the game. And I mean, my linemates have been setting me up pretty well. Grant Opperman and Kevin have been doing very well. And it's been a lot of fun. And our team's finding a little chemistry on the power play, which is helping out. We've been kind of slow on that. Special teams are very important here down late, so we've got to try to capitalize more on that. And, it's been pretty fun, actually, scoring goals.
You mentioned about your linemates, and you're currently paired with Grant Opperman Jr., fellow Gopher Stater, and also pretty impressive freshman with Kevin Kilstoff out of British Columbia. Just to give us a little bit of insight about how you guys have complemented each other to be successful.
Yeah, I've actually known Grant since I can remember. Our parents have been friends forever, so we've had a little brotherly chemistry kind of along the way growing up and played a lot of hockey together, and it's been nice to have him play here with him at school. He's a great playmaker with a great shot, and Kevin brings a lot of tenacity. He's a big body, wins a lot of faceoffs, and creates a lot of space and jumps into the offense when he can, but we got a good balance, and I think it's been working really well.
Yeah, it has been working well, and Bob Gaudet and the Big Green have been looking at your line for offensive production. Mentioned about shooting the puck more, and you've taken heed to Coach Gaudet there. You've got 73 shots on net, so you haven't been shy about getting that puck to the net, which the way hockey is played now is never easy to be able to get it through and create opportunities.
Yeah, before every game or at least during the week, he challenged me. He's like, always a little hint here. I want 5 shots tonight. I'll be looking to shoot, especially off faceoffs on the power play, and little things like that. Just kind of reminders because I've been known growing up, like my hockey style's been known to kind of be more of a pass first mentality. And this year, I've kind of tried to change that a little bit more and use my shot to my advantage. And I've seen some bonuses there, but try to stay well rounded as a whole hockey player.
And well-rounded and rounding down to the home stretch of your career at Dartmouth. This is a chance to reflect a little bit, Brett, about the experience that Dartmouth's always had with Coach Gaudette, a pretty good pipeline to Minnesota. You started in the high school ranks and then took the familiar path of playing in the USHL. And what about as you look back and on the 4 years and the decision to come, and who might have influenced that decision? What was really prominent in your thinking as far as being able to come to Hanover?
My interest in the Ivy League actually started with my cousin, Will Angaster, who was the captain at Yale. I think 06 or 07 grad. He got me interested in looking out east because, you know, growing up in Minnesota, WCHA or nothing was all the games you watched it forever growing up. But he kind of opened my eyes to the East Coast, and I came out here on a visit and kind of fell in love at first sight with the school and so did my parents when they came out here. And it's been kind of a blessing to have such a well performing hockey program, and you know, it's molded me pretty well as a player, and also having such a high standard of schooling, which has been pretty important to me. And my parents obviously pushed me to put academics before athletics first, and you know, I wouldn't change this choice for anything.
Absolutely, great experience, and certainly an honor to play at a school like Dartmouth, a great hockey tradition. And you also a multi sport guy. Growing up, you've got some history in the family regarding the sport of lacrosse, including your own prowess playing back in high school.
Yeah, I played in high school, and we ended up winning a lacrosse state championship my senior year. But that was kind of more my brother's a lacrosse player. He plays over at Sacred Heart University. But kind of watching him so much when he was younger kind of wanted me to play in high school, and I kind of took it up. And it's pretty similar to hockey, but it was on the defensive side more, which was kind of funny. But it was a lot of fun, and you know, being a multi-sport athlete is very important to your athleticism and, you know, development as a hockey player, too.
Mentioned about on the defensive side in lacrosse. Well, truth be told, you've spent some time during your Dartmouth career on the defensive side. You've been kind of a swingman, being able to play on the blue line and has been have been part of the Big Green D-Core in addition to moving up on the left wing. Any preference for you as your career has gone on at Dartmouth?
You know, kind of just wherever I fit has been kind of my attitude towards that. You know, just getting in the lineup, obviously, when you're a freshman sophomore is the most important thing. But I played a little defense growing up. I feel like my skating helps me a lot when that, you know, transitioning to the back end. But playing on the defense, you get in the rhythm more. You know, there's only three lines. You're just always rolling, and you get to see the ice a lot more. But playing forward, I feel like there's a lot more opportunity on the rush that you miss out on defense. So that's a little more fun, especially in practices as well. You get to shoot the puck a lot more, and a little more skill work, too, which is more fun.
Well, you certainly have been thriving on it, once again, judging by not only the 17 points this season, putting you consistently among the leaders for the Big Green, but have thrived on the power play. You've got three power play goals and got some important ones mixed in there with a couple of game winners.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, our power play has kind of been up and down this year. We've had a lot of changes trying to adjust other teams, but I think we're finding a good niche here, and special teams have been shown to be very important in these last couple games, and I feel like it's going to be very important on playoffs, and we need to find a way to score on the power play every game. You can't go over on the power play and expect to win.
Next up, you'll be able to play at home at friendly confines at Thompson Arena. First visitor will be Colgate. You'll get Colgate and Cornell this weekend. You've been around this circuit now for 4 years. So what about the challenge of the Raiders and the Big Red coming in?
Colgate is clearly an opportunistic team, very skilled up front, a lot of puck moving defense. And then we had a good battle with them at their arena a couple weeks ago, and I found a way to win. But if we keep them off the power play and, you know, keep 5-on-5, I feel like we'll have our chances. And if it puts a full 60, I think we'll come out with a W. And Cornell is clearly a high-skilled team, very big. You know, we found a way at their home rank to win, and I think if we stick to our game plan, we match up pretty well against their big size with our speed and tenacity. So it's going to be a fun weekend, and we've got senior night on Saturday, and there's a ton of us, so it's going to be a good one to go out at home.
Absolutely. Big for you and the rest of the senior class. It'll be a senior night for you on Saturday. And mention about winning a close one up at Colgate just a couple of weeks ago. A rarity. Not only did you beat Cornell, you shut them out in line of rink, and that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a lot easier when you got Chuck Grant stopping a lot of pucks behind you, and he seems to find a way to win every time he plays Cornell. And, you know, we have that confidence in him. It helps us, you know, take a little there and find a way to win. So it's been a lot of fun, and it should be a good weekend.
Dartmouth just 2 points behind St. Lawrence for fourth place, and just 3 points behind Harvard, your travel partner, for third. And Brett, want to wish you the best of luck moving forward with you and the Big Green this weekend as you come down the stretch and jockeying for playoff position.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, and looking to enjoy the rest of the season.
Brett Patterson, senior left winger for the Big Green at Dartmouth out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, our guest here on This Week in ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.